Spotify, Anchor.
X marks the spot, got competition in the headlock. Randy Savage with the flow, with a Hogan leg drop. From Bangkok to New York, Alabama to Shatown. Independent and pro, we talking it on the chat now. So sat down and hear Stacks lay the smackdown. Move your smart ass tricks and he don't never back down. What all elite toppers mixed with honor and backs our stream. Got fans in Japan and gorillas on my team. So please follow me for the live broadcast. X marks the spot, the Wrestling Podcast. X marks the spot, the Wrestling Podcast. X marks the spot, the Wrestling Podcast. Here comes the
champions, 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 champions,
champions. We finally made it to 2021. Now I know this should be one of the happiest days possible. Like, we should be jumping for joy, because I know everybody was waiting to get the fuck about the 2020. So, and it'll be easy to name all the fuck shit that happened last year, but you know what, I'm gonna leave that shit in the rear view. You know, you can make a whole entire episode. Hell, you can make an episodic series about what the fuck went on in 2020. But, you know, I'm sure a lot of other shows is covering that shit. And, you know, I ain't even, like I said, I'm putting that shit behind me. I don't even want to go back into that negativity shit. So, you know, around here, we pressing forward. So, what I got is pretty much all the shit that I want to see happen in 2021. Like, not just for me, because, you know, I got my own personal goals and everything like that. But this ain't about me right now. This is about the wrestling community. This is like this is the New Year resolution that I want to see from, like, the wrestling business as a whole. That go from the fans, the wrestlers, the indie wrestlers, and everybody else in between. I ain't going to talk about everybody else in between, because, shit, why? But I do got some shit that I would just want to just get out there, you know. And, you know, I'm going to start with the pro wrestlers, you know. For 2021, just keep getting that money. Like, fuck what the haters say. Like, keep doing you. Like, you're going to have haters from, like, every fucking where. Like, it's going to be detractors everywhere. You know, fucking, you know, smart marks, they ain't really happy with shit anyway. So, man, it don't matter what nobody say. It don't matter what the fuck I say. Even if I don't get down with your product, that don't fucking matter. Keep getting your money and doing your fucking thing. And that's a positive. So I'm about to smack y'all, though. But my only thing is, as far as, like, pro wrestlers go, especially, like, if you're on the if you're on the big stage, like if you're in a major company, just make the shit realistic again, man. Like, and I know people, when you hear somebody say make it realistic again, they gonna say, oh, you want some cornet type shit or whatever like that. No, not really. It's basically a simple concept. Like, you know, like, you want to see, like, I ain't trying to be no old school ass motherfucker, but when you turn on the TV, like, you know, we know wrestling is a simulated fight, but we want to see, like, make it seem like y'all motherfuckers, like, hate each other for real. Like, it got to a point where, like, I was about 13 thinking that them motherfuckers still hated each other. Like, that shit ain't lasting that long. From 4 to 13, that shit is not lasting long. Like, these motherfuckers is getting hip to a lot of shit right now. And you can say it's because of the internet, but nah, you can, when you turn on the TV and the motherfucker get to insulting your intelligence and shit, and I ain't gonna name no companies and nothing. I ain't gonna put nobody on blast. Like, that ain't even gonna be my shit no more. Like, I'm done with this shit. I'm just saying what I like. Like, I like what I like. And when I see shit, when I see, how can I put this? Like, everybody got their reservations about the flippity dippity shit that go on and, like, some wrestling companies or whatever. And that shit cool. It's a place for a lot of that shit. But, you know, when I watch a match and I see that shit about five times, I'm like, all right, so we ain't got no heat. We ain't got no shine. Like, what's the comeback? Who's the fucking heel? Like, our referees just there. Like we don't give a fuck no more. So it's like, that shit was cool on the indies to get you noticed or whatever like that. But like, when you make it to the main stage, you know, just, you know, have some respect for that shit. Like, you know, I know what y'all saying. Like, who am I to say these motherfuckers don't respect the business? Like, I ain't saying they don't. But, you know, like, you made it. Like, you made it. So you ain't got to do that shit no more. You can start telling your stories and getting your psychology on and all that shit. That's all I'm saying. I ain't saying that y'all could do the dives and all that shit. Like, to me, Darby Allin, he does that shit, like, amazingly, just because that motherfucker throwing all 105 pounds at your ass. Like, it's a desperation move. But, you know, the shit done got cute. And aesthetically, you know, it is, it's a bad bitch. But, you know, like, it's, I told y'all, I don't watch wrestling the same, man. I don't watch all that shit. I don't watch it the same way people do. I look at a match or some shit like that, and I'm like, all right, no, it's cool, but like, it wasn't no storytelling. And then the next motherfucker will say it was an amazing match because they like all the acrobatics and dance moves. And that's cool, to each his own. But I'm just saying, like, when you get to that main stage, you ain't got to do that shit again, man. And I ain't trying to give no pro wrestlers no advice. I'm just speaking as a motherfucker who been a fan of this shit for years. But I done fucked around and got on the other side of the business, like, in this shit. So, you know, ain't no way out from that shit. So, you know, I don't be inspired no more watching wrestling. And that's a damn shame. Like, I got to make myself watch wrestling now. Like, you know, it used to be nothing to watch wrestling. I, honestly, a few years ago, if I seen all them, like, dives and all that shit, like, well, Ricochet and Will Ospreay did, I was one of the motherfuckers saying that was an amazing match. But now I'm looking like, it's a dance routine, but that's all I'm saying. I ain't finna be spanking y'all all day about that shit, especially no motherfuckers getting money. So, hey, keep doing what y'all doing, man. Don't listen to motherfuckers like me or none of that shit. So, keep doing you. I ain't gonna hate on you, but I'm off to pro wrestlers now. I'm finna get to these indie wrestlers. Now, you know, I know I said I wasn't gonna bring up last year, but hey, whatever. One of the positives of last year is, like, indie wrestling, like, went on a rise again. Like, you know, when all the shit went down, everybody's worried about that, you know, the indie scene was going to pretty much fizzle out, die off or whatever. And it did for a few months, but, like, around, like, July, like, you know, the shit started getting back to normal again, especially, like, in the South, because, you know, they don't give a fuck down here. They don't wear masks, none of that shit down there. So if you live in the South and you an indie wrestler, shit, you was fucking winning, because you was in Indiana, certain parts of Illinois, like, that shit booming. And it's a lot of hot-ass companies out in the South. Like, the South is, like, winning when it comes to that damn wrestling shit, man. Alabama jumping, Mississippi jumping, Georgia jumping. Hell, Tennessee at all places is jumping. And I ain't even talking about, like, no Memphis and no Nashville shit. Like, I'm talking, like Buck Tussle, Tennessee, like, deep off in the boonies, like... Like, don't you stop at the gas station after 10 o'clock type shit. Like, that shit right there is booming now. So, shout out to all these great companies, especially VCW in Alabama, because that's who I rose with. None against everybody else, but it's a lot of good-ass companies going on. So, indie wrestlers, I'm gonna say the same shit like I told the pros. Keep grinding towards your goals. Like, or the ultimate goal, like, whatever that may be, people doing this shit so they can get signed to a major promotion. And some people, like, they just want to do, like, the indie shit, because you can be, like, a high-paid-ass indie wrestler. Like, Colt Cabana did that shit for years before he got signed to the company. So, like, if you want to do that shit, do that. If you want to get signed to a major promotion, do that shit. If you just want to be a damn weekend warrior in your hometown, like, doing, like, the shows or whatever, small shows or whatever, do that. Like, ain't nothing wrong with none of that shit. Like, you still living your dream in some shape, form, or fashion. Like, it ain't going to be the same for everybody. Some motherfuckers, like, waited until they got into their 30s, 40s. Hell, I know a dude that's in his 50s that, like, retired and do all this shit. Did all that shit. Now he following his dream to be a wrestler. And he doing that shit. Like, he in that motherfucker. Like, he doing his thing. So, it ain't never too late. So, if that's what you want to do, do it. So, keep grinding towards that shit. Fuck what a motherfucker got to say. So, there's my positive. Now I'm about to smack that ass again. I ain't gonna say that no more. But I'm about to tell y'all some shit. So what I want to say is, stop thinking small potatoes. And when I say stop thinking small potatoes, I mean, I see this shit on the damn the indie scene a lot. Especially like in the South, I don't really see it too much up north with the Midwest and those shit like that. But I see it a lot. And what that means is, if you got the ultimate goal of trying to reach like the one of the major promotions or the biggest stage, then you gotta do shit that kind of sets you apart. Like you gotta, you know, like when I said make it realistic again. Like we got motherfuckers down there like doing like they wrestling like they in WWE, like in the South, like they trying to pop these fucking local ass like blog writers and podcast motherfuckers. And instead of trying to actually do their thing to get on the big stage, y'all worried about what a motherfucker that live up the street got to say on his little fuck-ass website or some shit like that. They don't get no hits, none of that shit. They on these podcasts, they ain't get no plays, they ain't on no type of charts. But yeah, y'all working to try to pop these motherfuckers. Fuck that shit, man. Man, if y'all trying to make to the big stage, man, y'all do that shit, man. Y'all trying to be seen by other motherfuckers. Y'all ain't trying to be seen by these local motherfuckers. Motherfucker you see at Publix on the fucking weekend or something. Oh, shit. Piggly Wiggly. You probably see the motherfucker there. Fuck them motherfuckers, man. They be on that shit, man. How the hell you gonna try to bury motherfuckers trying to make it in the damn wrestling business, man? Just old ass farts who ain't on shit. Just sitting there just typing shit, just hating, but y'all want to try to pop these motherfuckers. Y'all want to be on they top 10, all that shit. Alright, you make they top 10, okay, but who the fuck else gonna know that you in they top 10 besides you and your friends? Like, y'all trying to pop your friends too and all that shit. Like, just chill out. No, if y'all trying to do that shit, like fuck all that shit, man. And which bring me to my next point. Make a separate fucking, like, profile, like, whether it's like Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, whatever like that. Like, make a one strictly for your wrestling character, and then have one for your personal ones. You should have had the personal one first, then made a wrestler. And I ain't talking about the damn business pages, cause y'all don't be on shit with that shit for real anyway. I'm saying have two separate accounts for that shit, cause y'all motherfuckers, man, when you had the same page, like when your personal page is also your wrestling page, like y'all be wilding the fuck out. Like you gotta, I'm trying to see some kayfabe. I don't want to see a motherfucker getting off work or some shit. Like what kind of shit is that? You know, a whole wrestler just like, oh, just got home from work here in my raggedy ass house with my car going. I don't want to see that shit, because to a fan, like y'all job is wrestling. So I don't know if y'all make the shit for a fan page. That's just like y'all just be really wilding out on that shit. I done seen motherfuckers like posting they whole screenshots of their wife cheating on them with the neighbor and shit. And he doing all that type of crazy shit. And like that pop right there that just happened. Like, don't nobody want to see that shit, man. Like, just create a damn separate page, man. Watch what the fuck you say. Please monitor your content, man. Because y'all, man, let me tell y'all, my wrestling Facebook page is fucking parlor. Like, that shit off the damn chains. And then some of them motherfuckers find my actual Facebook page and they'll add me. And at first I was like, all right, if they find me, I accept a friend request. But when I did this shit, and I just, like, I've started seeing that parlor shit on my damn timeline, I thought, you know what? I don't give a fuck what my timeline say on my wrestling page, but I ain't finna look at that shit on my personal page. So I delete motherfuckers, man. Like, I'm iffy who I add on my personal page, and everybody and their mama can add me on their damn on my wrestling page. And I'm about at 5,000 friends, so y'all just have to start following my ass eventually. But that's it, man. Make two separate pages, all that shit. And my next point is, be professional. This professional wrestling, a lot of motherfuckers losing sight of the professional aspect of professional wrestling, man. Like, get some decent gear. Like, and I'm just saying, like, if you're trying to make it for real, get some custom shit. I done said that E-Lucha. I don't want to see that E-Lucha shit. Now, if you on some Weekend Warrior type shit, hey, you could E-Lucha yourself to death. But if you got bigger goals and dreams, aspirations, all that shit, get you some custom shit. That's it. I ain't finna sit here in front like I just got the best gear in the world, but my shit original, and I got some shit coming in from Tina Louise that's gonna be fire. Oh yeah, I wrestle too, just in case y'all ain't know, but I ain't gonna get into all that. But yeah, have some straight gear, man, or at least with the motherfucker that gets shit from E-Lucha, at least it's like wrestling shit. Motherfuckers coming there looking like they just came from fucking outside with it. Like, they look like rest in peace Luke Harper when he used to wear that tank top and jeans. Except that shit he was wearing was wrestling gear. That's their outside clothes. They come in the ring with their damn outside clothes. Smelling like outside too. A lot of them motherfuckers be stank as hell. But yeah. Which bring me to my next point. And I don't want to be no motherfucker to say this, but hey, hit the fucking gym. Please. Hit the fucking gym. Now, I'm a rather burly individual, but I'm in that motherfucking gym all the damn time. And honestly, like a guy like my size or whatever like that, I'd be like considered like a hoss anyway. This shit kind of play into my favor, but I still want that shit to be like, you know, smooth. Like, you don't want to be looking like a big ass cake on TV and shit like that. So, and when I say hit the gym, like, I ain't saying it's just a bunch of fat ass motherfuckers just running around and wrestling. I'm talking about them damn skinny fat motherfuckers. Like, them motherfuckers that look like Kid Rock and Joe Dirt. Shit like that. Hell, look like Joe Dirt. Motherfuckers like that, man. Like, if you under, like, 200 pounds or whatever like that, if you somewhat of a cruiserweight, man, you better get you some fucking abs. No, I won't see no skinny motherfucker with that Dale Gribble hanging over their damn belt line. Now, I ain't saying, like, I ain't giving, like, obese motherfuckers a pass, but you know, if you're going to be a big motherfucker, like, if that shit match your character, then you're going to be, like, the big, powerful motherfucker. All that shit, like, do that, because, you know, you got the guys with the, like, the old-school soft body types, like the Trevor Murdochs or the Beer City Bruisers, and who the fuck else? Like, I can start naming some indie shit. Oh, shit, Bam Bam Bigelow, he not indie, but, like, people like that, or even, like, the big monsters, like King Kong Bundy or some shit like that, or, like, even AC Romero and Impact, he losing a bunch of weight. Like, people like that, you know, like, that shit kind of work out in their favor. Like, I ain't saying they finna be obese, but, like, they just ain't got no abs, but, you know, they got that old school look, and they got a fucking gas tank out this world. Like, Samoa Joe, like, the perfect example. Like, his body matches his style. So, like I said, you gotta want to hit the gym all the time anyway. You got your exceptions, like, you know, Kevin Owens, but, like, he in the gym with it too, though. So, you just gotta think about that shit, man. Like, what would you do if you go to an indie show and you see a little motherfucker that's about, like, what's a typical cruiserweight? About, like, 5'7", 175 pounds, but they got a fucking gut and all that shit. Like, they ain't got no abs and none of that shit. But they over there doing cruiserweight shit, like over there doing Hurricane Ronis and all that shit. Don't nobody want to see that shit. Hit the fucking gym. I don't want to see no more bellies on the indies no more, man. Like, anytime I see a motherfucking belly on the indie scene, I'm just going to assume they just want to be fucking indie. Because even, like, the top level indie shit, like, say, like, what Evolve was, so like, WWN and, like, all that good stuff like that. Like, them motherfuckers, like they're in shape because they're performing at a top level and all that shit. But honestly, like, if you got the gut, I already know where you're going to be at, especially if you ain't trying to show no interest in that. You just come up there looking all bloated and shit and then go in here to wrestle. Now, a lot of y'all little bloated motherfuckers could work, too. Like, that's the crazy shit, but that's neither here nor there. Like, if your body not matching your damn character or your work style or whatever like that, do something about it, man. Because if y'all motherfuckers thinking y'all about to get in WWE, AEW with that shit, think a fucking again. Like, man, I'm going to get off y'all with that shit, man. So, I'm going to leave y'all alone. I'm going to go ahead and talk to my brothers of indie wrestling, all my black Afro-American wrestlers on the indie scene, especially in the South. I'm going to say this, like I tell all the other indie wrestlers, get your money. But most importantly, fuck what a motherfucker got to say. This is a fucking business. You go in there, you get your money, and leave. You ain't got to be friends with nobody. You ain't got to kick it with them. You ain't got to skate with them. You ain't got to do none of that shit. And don't let no sad-ass motherfucker try to make you feel bad for taking a booking and butt-fuck Tennessee. I'm always say Tennessee because it's easy. Just because a promoter or it might be somebody on the card that's racist or some shit like that. Hey, man, when you think about your goals and all that shit, man, you ain't thinking about none of that shit, man. We go to our real jobs every day with a motherfucker that's racist or don't like us. Treat that shit the same way, man. Don't let no motherfucker who ain't on shit, like sad-ass motherfuckers, try to make you feel bad for taking these fucking bookings. Do your fucking thing. Don't listen to these fake, woke-ass motherfuckers wearing they damn dashiki prints with they damn milk of magnesias waiting for them outside in the parking lot talking all that hot shit, man. Fuck all that shit, man. It's a time and place for a lot of that shit, man. Get to where you need to be. Then you can start doing all that shit. You think fucking Xavier Woods was saying Black Lives Matters when he was at damn NWA Wildside? I ain't saying you gotta be no Uncle Tom or no shit like that, but man, I could be all day about this shit, man. Just fucking get that fucking money. And y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about too, man. Fuck these motherfuckers. So I'ma go ahead, you know what? I ain't gonna take a break just yet. I'm going to say this. Stop being so damn thirsty, you damn indie wrestlers. Like, stop being so damn thirsty, man. How many motherfucking speaking out movements we going to have in this motherfucker? Leave these women alone. All in their inbox and shit. Y'all trying to holler at these young-ass girls and shit like that, too. Like, be smart about that shit. If it's a girl that's out there or a rat that's running her fucking mouth all the damn time, leave that girl alone. If it's an underage girl who known for putting motherfuckers on blast just for saying hey to her, don't message that girl thinking that shit gonna be like you just gonna be nice ass and shit like that. She ain't gonna blast you. Like, stop doing that shit. Y'all motherfuckers looking bad out here. Stop being so fucking thirsty. Like, for real. Like, if a motherfucker ain't hollering at you, like, man, just leave him alone, man. I'm about to take a break, man. All right, I'm back. I had to bring myself back down a little bit. I started starting to lose a little composure there for a minute. Got real passionate about that last subject about the motherfuckers being thirsty. But hey, that's some real shit, man. Like, these motherfuckers, like, bro, we are indie wrestlers. Don't nobody want to ask for real. I mean, somebody do, you know, when you making towns, like, you know, something, it's always going to be somebody waiting around after the show. You feel me? But I ain't with that shit. I'm happily in a relationship, so. But all the other shit, like I said, it's basically shit I see, like, on the social media and all that shit. But I'm off the indie wrestlers right now, man. Hopefully I wasn't too brazen with y'all motherfuckers, but hey. That's just the shit I see, man. A lot of that shit don't get spoke on. So I'm going to move on to my wrestling podcast brothers and sisters. Like I tell everybody, keep doing your thing. Keep pushing towards your goal. Keep pushing towards the mark. And most importantly, remain genuine in all the shit that you do when you're on a platform such as a wrestling podcast. Like, being genuine, that's what really separates this shit. Like, if you a motherfucker that's, like, clearly trying to do this shit for clout or trying to get popping or whatever like that, I mean, I'm sure it's everybody's end goal to be popping of some sort. But if you ain't genuine with this shit, man, motherfuckers ain't going to buy this shit. So they ain't feeling that shit. So when I say be genuine, I mean there's enough assholes on the air already. Like, everybody and their mama trying to be like JD from NY. Yeah, JD from NY is an asshole, like one of them wrestling podcasts, one of them negative-ass motherfuckers. And you know what? The motherfucker got a following. This motherfucking is popping. So And one is enough. I will need no more. I've seen some shit on Twitter, motherfucker, like trying to blatantly bite his shit. So that's his thing, man. Don't be trying to bite JD from NY shit. Like, I don't really fuck with his show for real, because all that crazy shit, he be some wild shit. And he kind of a shit stain in the wrestling community because, you know, the way he be talking about the women and shit. But y'all ain't got to do that shit, man. Like, y'all ain't got to be negative. Do none of that shit, man. Like, if you doing it like the way I'm doing it, I ain't going to say the way I'm doing it or the reason why I'm doing it, because I'm just a fan. I consider myself very knowledgeable of professional wrestling, and I have an opinion just like a lot of people do, but my opinion is different. Like, I want to hold fans accountable for the dumb shit that they say. Like, I ain't about to encourage that bullshit. Like, a lot of y'all praise the damn dumb shit. Like, I got my tight group of podcast brothers and sisters that I fuck with. Like, that's like real genuine. Like, people like the Gimmick Minute or the Kings of Wrestling podcast or the Get Your podcast. My brothers out of Chicago, Chokeslam Review, Jobber Tears, Old Face, LaShawn Hardy, Hush Show. Like, them some genuine shows. Like, I don't really hear like no negative shit. Like Get Yo, like they funny as hell. And it's like genuinely funny. Like, they ain't trying too hard. Like, a lot of motherfuckers, like Gimmick Men, and like all, like anybody that do funny shit, like, they just genuinely funny. And now I'm gonna let you know right now, I don't really fuck with indie wrestling podcasts. And when I say indie wrestling podcasts, I mean basically the wrestling podcast that's not in the top 1%. The only ones I fuck with for real are the ones I named. And if you think you got some popping ass shit or some genuine shit that I like, I like listening to new shit, you know what I mean? So it's all good. But a lot of y'all motherfuckers, y'all just get on here goofy capping for about an hour and a half. Y'all should be long as hell, be over there talking bullshit and trying to fart jokes and all that shit. Like, oh, you know what? Wouldn't it be awesome if that? I don't want to hear that shit, man. I want to hear some real shit. And I ain't just finna say I'm just the realest motherfucking wrestling podcast, but shit, I'm definitely top five. Oh, yes, I'm working on being more humble in 2021, by the way. But yeah, be genuine, man. Like, don't be biting nobody style doing none of that shit, man. Be as original can be. And I know that's hard because the wrestling podcast market is so fucking saturated right now. Like, podcasts in general markets are saturated. Like, it's over 500 fucking thousand podcasts alone on Apple. And about a good probably 100,000 doses of a wrestling podcast. So just realize before you do this shit, you're going to pretty much sound like everybody else. So like, unless you know you're going to be different with your delivery and all that shit, that's why I say do it. I knew I was going to kind of be different with my shit just because I'm just pretty much letting out all the shit I had pent in from what I like about wrestling, not too much what I don't like about wrestling. Just, you know, just I try to be different, like try to be genuine with the shit. And there's a lot of motherfuckers that doing this shit. So shout out to y'all. Like, I'm gonna let you know right now, the first motherfucker that try to bite my shit, but I'm coming for your ass, motherfucker. I don't play that shit. I'm from 63rd. I'll pull up on your ass, but I'm have to see about your ass. Nah, I prefer if anybody bite my style, man, you can have that shit, man. I'm so damn creative. I just come up with some whole new shit. I'll let you have this shit, but I ain't just giving you a free lane to come bite my shit. I ain't biting nobody else's shit, so I'm going to leave it at that. And another thing, like, you know, don't be so thirsty for interviews. You know, like me, I've been on this motherfucker for over a year now. I ain't had an interview yet. It's not that I don't want to interview people. I have people a lot that try to get on, like, want me to interview them, all that shit. And it's like I will start having interviews. But right now, it's just not the time right now. I just want to get, like, a bigger following or some shit like that. Like, what's the point of having a top fucking WWE star on my show when motherfuckers ain't listening to it for real, for real? And I got a good, like, good group of listeners. I got some loyal motherfuckers. I can, you know, Mario and Cal and my boy Rezo and the homies, like, and them some loyal listeners. So along with a lot of motherfuckers that I don't even know. So I'm good on that. But, you know, right now, when it comes down to doing interviews and all that shit, I get there when I feel it's right. I talk shit with some podcast motherfuckers like a motherfucker, though. I do that all day. Like, that'd be the only thing closer interview I probably have on my show. Like, I wanted to do my Christmas special with Kyle and Mario, but, you know, some shit went down. Couldn't get Chicago. And some 2020 type shit, but hey, we gonna keep that shit rocking up. So keep that shit genuine, all that shit. And my last point I'm gonna tell y'all, and it's gonna sound kind of mean, man, but I gotta say it, man. If you have never stepped foot in the wrestling ring, take it easy on the boys. Like, I ain't saying like, oh, if you ain't never got in a ring, you have no right to talk about wrestling or shit. Nah, fuck that shit. I ain't on that dictator type shit. I'm just saying, take it easy, man. Like, this shit is hard. So even if you see a motherfucker, especially if they on the big stage, man, they gotta know something to get on the big stage. I don't care if Vince like they bawdy or whatever. They gotta know some shit, man. This shit is so fucking pro wrestling, man. Like, from the outside looking in, just think motherfuckers just on there, blah 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 blah. Oh, they can't wrestle this, that, and the third. They suck. But man, that shit so damn. It's real, it's very tedious, like, it is. And the reason I'm saying, like, step foot in the wrestling ring, like join a pro wrestling school, whatever like that. If you a podcast in Alabama, come to Victory in Gaston, like, we'll train you there. Just so you know, like, you ain't even got to, like, want to be a wrestler no shit like that, but just, like, kind of learn the ropes and just see, like how hard that shit is. Like, during the first few days, like, it's motherfuckers that we get plenty of motherfuckers that come in through the academy that just grew up watching shit on TV or whatever like that. Oh, I could do that shit, you know what I mean? I done seen it before. And then, like, when you get into, like, the whole footwork and then the psychology of this, that, and the working and the chain wrestling and all that shit, like, and all this shit, like, in the beginning, that shit hard. That shit is mentally taxing. And then when you get on the other side, you got to worry about money for gear and promos and fucking headshots and all that shit. Like, and when them lights hit you, man, hey, it's all go. Like, no breaks. Like, that shit rough. Like, so these motherfuckers out here doing this shit, man, like, just, like, take it easy on them. Like, have a little more empathy for the motherfuckers. Some shit, don't just tell a motherfucker they can't wrestle some shit just because they not doing what you like want them to do some shit like this. It's a lot of hard work. Like, I done seen motherfuckers get hurt. Like, hurt. Like, on a lower scale, doing the shit that they love. Probably never make to the big stage or none of that shit. But they out there getting hurt, man. It's bloodshed, man. That blood, sweat, and tears, that shit real. So, like, consider that before you start talking negative about these motherfuckers, man. Like, I had to check myself, but, like I said, like, when I started the podcast, I joined the wrestling academy, like, the next week after. So I just kind of, like, yeah, like, that fan shit was kind of, like, out the window for real. Because, like I said, man, I watch wrestling different. Like, I'm looking, like, now I'm looking for heat. I'm looking for shine. Like, I'm looking for the stories. And I ain't talking about heat like a motherfucker getting booed. Like, the motherfuckers that know, the real ones know. I ain't talking about no real fans. I'm talking about the boys. Like, they know what the fuck that shit mean. Like, we got a whole handbook about this shit. So, you know, take it easy, man. Like, don't just be nice, if you will. So, I'm going to get off that shit, man. Other than that, man, wrestling podcasters, keep doing your thing, man. If you got some good shit, if you're genuine, you going to make it, man. All the real ones going to make it. We going to leave that fuck shit at the door. So, the last group of individuals I would like to address are the fans, Smart Marks in particular. I'm going to just say this. Do better in general. Like, do better. Stop all that bitch-ass whining. Like, for real. If you don't like a certain show, a certain company, don't fucking watch it. Stick to what you like. Enjoy it. It don't matter what the other motherfucker doing. Like, are you just watching the other motherfucker just to say something negative about it? Like, you know, you like it all, but don't shit on, like, even like me. Like, I done said some not so kind things about it. I'm gonna say AEW. It wasn't no harsh shit, but, you know, it's just like I'm just speaking off like what I like or whatever like that. And now, honestly, I watch it every Wednesday like for real, just because it's new and all that shit. So I'm there. Y'all go. I watch AEW, just hoping I could see some different shit. But a lot of times, I find myself questioning shit, and I try to get myself out of that shit because I don't never want to be like y'all motherfuckers, man. Like I watch AEW dark because a lot of people I know be on that shit. A lot of indie guys in the South be on there, so I watch it for that. So, and I watch it for different reasons. Like if something don't make sense to me, it's not because this, that, or you can't work, you get, no, it's none of that shit. It's a whole different ball game now. Like I'm really trying to be a fan again. Like, but the shit hard. This shit a real struggle. So, man, I'ma say this, man. I told y'all indie, the podcast or the fans to join the Wrestling Academy, man. If you want to be a fan, don't get in the business, man. Please don't get in the business. It's hard to be a fucking fan, man. You gotta, man, wrestlers gotta be held to a higher standard. Like, we can't be out here acting like no fucking fanboys out there. Like, you know, we can still be a fan of the shit. If we go to a show, I'm sitting in the back. We sitting at the top or some shit like that. Don't be no motherfucker trying to be a mark for yourself. Put yourself over on TV or go to an indie show. Sit front row with your damn gimmicks on, trying to put yourself over another motherfucker show. Like, if you a fan, watch that shit. Me personally, I don't really go to other wrestling shows, indie wrestling shows for real that I'm not on. And motherfuckers be like, oh, why you don't ever go to this show? I'm not booked, Terry. R.I.P. Dennis Stamps. If y'all watch Beyond the Match, y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about. So yeah, stop whining. And I guess the next one kind of ties into the first one. Know your place as a fan. Y'all not wrestlers. Y'all not in this motherfucker. Y'all never. The only time y'all step foot in the ring is like fucking fan access or some shit like that. Know your fucking place, alright? I knew my place. Like, before I got in the wrestling business, I knew my place as a fan. Like, just know your fucking place. Like, you know, and honestly, the reason why a lot of y'all so damn fly at the damn mouth, which brings me to my next point, stop talking big boy shit if you can't throw hands. The reason why a lot of y'all talk all this big boy shit on Twitter is because ain't nobody touch y'all yet. Ain't nobody came over there and smacked the fuck out y'all ass. None of that shit. So y'all have behind. I can't say keyboards no more because everybody do their shit from their phone. Like, doing that big boy shit. Like, just appalling as hell. Like, one of the things that upset me about the fans the most is RIP Brody Lee. You know, they turned the tribute thing into a competition. Oh, yeah, AEW, that's a real tribute. WWE do that. Man, come on, man. Everybody across the board was showing love to Brody Lee, man. That shit hurt the wrestling community. And that shit sucked because I got sad initially, but I couldn't even be sad no more because of all the damn dumb shit I was seeing on the damn social media. Like, almost I gotta tune y'all motherfuckers out. Like, for real. Like, it's just like, y'all just toxic as hell. And y'all gonna talk shit to the right one for real, because I wish a motherfucker would. Like, luckily, like, I'm like local as hell, so ain't nobody gonna see me for real. So if you gonna be that one motherfucker that talk bad about me, you just gonna have to get rolled up on for real. But like, bring me to my next point. Stop being so damn evil. Like, y'all say some wild ass shit to these people. Like, these damn wrestlers and shit, like, y'all be wilding the fuck out, especially on these women wrestlers. Y'all be turning the fuck up on them for no damn reason. Like, y'all be on that damn bullshit. Like, y'all evil as hell. Like, I don't see no other fans of any sport that act like a motherfucking wrestling fan, of especially a damn Smart Mark, the damn neckbeard virgins dwelling in the basement of their mother, with Cheetos stuck in their belly button, masturbating to New Japan Wrestle Kingdom at 3 a.m. Yeah, y'all know I was going to have to get silly with y'all for at least a little bit. But yeah, stop being so fucking evil. Like, that shit is uncalled for. You don't see motherfuckers. Man, you do see motherfuckers in football and shit like that doing dumb shit like that. But y'all wild. Just wild as hell. Stop being evil. Know your place. Stop being a bunch of whiny-ass bitches. Like, I'm hard on y'all because somebody got to hold y'all motherfuckers accountable. And I ain't saying I'm the only one, but I'm definitely the most vocal one about the shit. Like, I ain't rocking with y'all. Like, y'all doing that bullshit. Like, I'm with the real fans. And the last point, And I'm going to shut this shit off here. And it is, please wear some fucking deodorant when you go out to a fucking show. Hell, they ain't even got to go to a show. Like, you supposed to wear deodorant. You supposed to have your hygiene in check for every day. Like, y'all motherfuckers just get up and go like, whoo. Now, y'all just, and I say this a lot. You know, I talk to my, I ain't gonna say it and I ain't wanna bring it up again, but now I'm talking to my brother Kyle and we just saying, like, hey, them motherfuckers be, they be a little ranch. They smell like straight up onions, like, man. And then them motherfuckers, they be the ones that be like taking pictures with the female wrestlers, like all up on them and shit like that. Man, I feel sorry for Alexa Bliss because she's short too. All the females that had to endure the stench of a fucking Smart Mark, I tip my hat off to you because you're a real one. I'd be like, God damn, motherfucker, you stink. I'd be that motherfucker. I'd be the motherfucker that never get called for meet and greet. So, hey, take a fucking shower. Stop being so damn evil. Know your place. Stop being a bunch of whiny ass bitches. So, that's my New Year's resolution for everybody I address on this list. Will it actually happen? Fuck no. That shit, man. I feel like I just wasted my breath saying all this shit. Like, the shit gonna still be toxic as hell. The wrestling community gonna be toxic. The indie community gonna be toxic. This indie company gonna be bashing this indie company for who can get a few more hot dogs in their damn concession stand. Like, it's gonna be like that. Like, pro wrestlers, y'all know what to do. Podcasters, keep doing your thing. Indie wrestlers, don't think I just being like an asshole. Like, just try to take account of some shit. Like, but then again, like, who am I really? Like who am I? Like, do whatever the fuck you want, man. I don't give a fuck, man. If y'all fans want to be some stank ass mongrels, then go ahead. I ain't got no problem with it, cause I'ma always be fresh. I go to shows like I ain't one of y'all. I'm like, I'ma be that motherfucker that you think I'm like, you lost. You too clean to be at a wrestling show. That's what you wanna be. You don't wanna look like everybody else. Black people too. Y'all black fans be stank too. Make me shame. Shame on y'all motherfuckers. But hey, that's it for that, man. I don't know if I'm going to say thank y'all for listening, because y'all probably hate my guts right now. So I'm just going to say, hey, we doing it big for 2021. All type of new shit probably going to come. I said probably going to come because y'all know I be lying. But listen to me on Apple Podcasts. Like my shit. Subscribe to my shit. Leave me a review. Rate my shit. 5 stars if you fuck with me. I'm about to get negative stars on this one. Shit. Holla at your boy. Listen to me on Spotify. Spotify. I can't even say something. I'm trying to get them Spotify streams in this motherfucker. Listen to me on Anchor. All that shit. I'm on every fucking podcast platform. iHeartRadio. All that shit. Still waiting on Pandora, bitch ass, to shake some. But hey, it's all good, man. Follow me on damn Twitter at SmartHenry85, the world's strongest smart. I'm gonna stop asking y'all to challenge me, man, because y'all motherfuckers ain't be trying to challenge me for real. Like, I guess y'all scared. I'd be scared too, but hey, challenge your boy, holla at me, follow me on that shit, man. I'll give you my Facebook too, Daryl Shaw. That's my name. Yeah, that's definitely my name. If y'all find me on Facebook, good fucking luck. So, thank y'all again. Hopefully, this shit gets through to somebody. If it just reached one, then I've done my job as a wrestling podcaster. So we gonna turn the fuck up in 2021, man. Fuck 2020. I'm out. Bye, bitches.